Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining me to share the experience of what it's been like for your business during coronavirus so far. Just give us a quick introduction to your business and then talk about what your kind of immediate rapid response was.
Well, hi, I'm Chris Bishop, Space for Healist. We're a full service law firm in Manchester, offices in City Centre and in Sale, which is South Manchester. We employ just over 150 people spread across four offices. As I say, full service, so we do a wide range of legal services, which different teams will be impacted quite significantly by this current lockdown. Property teams we expect to be very quiet, but other teams, employment, private clients, wills and probate, those types of teams could be very busy. So there are rapid response had to be done team by team. I think myself as managing partner, in the first, probably 3 weeks ago, when I think the penny really dropped how serious this was going to be as regards having to run a business remotely, we pulled together a task force that was our key heads from finance, from technology, and one of my other corporate partners to have a strategy to rapidly respond. We looked at how we might mothball certain areas of the business which were seen as non-essential. I guess quite a lot of the spend around active marketing and entertaining that clearly was not going to happen. And also some of the plans that we'd had around some premises moves and perhaps enhancing some of the premises, that was all put on hold. Really any spend that was non-essential had to be visibly cut, because we were also going to be asking all our staff to take a 20% cut. So across the whole business, before furlough even was mentioned, we got buy-in that a 20% cut on everyone's remuneration, the owners having to take a bigger cut for them, quite rightly, because we enjoy the good times and should take the worst of the bad times. But we got everyone buying into that, and then luckily, when the Chancellor made the announcement about furlough, it allowed us to take that cost saving that much further, because as it currently stands, 40 people out of our 150 have gone on furlough. And a good chunk of those are in support functions, the client-facing office functions with the offices being shut. And then tends to be a large percentage then would be in the property teams. And I see the property teams doing more furloughing over the next couple of weeks, when the completions that were already set before lockdown have all gone through. So that was the way we rapidly responded. But as I say, some teams agreed the 20% reduction, despite the fact that they'll probably be as busy than ever just at this minute in time, employment lawyers and wills and probate lawyers.
Okay, so yeah, there were some immediate steps you took. Were there any areas you looked at and went, I don't want to make a hasty decision here because I might have to backtrack and it might be detrimental cost or time-wise?
I think there's some areas where I might have gone a bit further on cost, but then the particular heads of those departments, the way we structure in the firm is that we do have the eight sort of large departmental teams, different work types, each have a partner head, and we also have the big heads of department within the management functions, and finance and marketing and IT, HR. So I probably was asking everyone to look seriously at how much they could save, because I suppose I started this process very worried that this could be 6 to 12 months of half the income or less, and we had to drastically reduce our overheads. So far, touch wood, we found that our income's been a bit more robust than the worst fears, and the savings have been easier to establish because, furlough was a bit of a game changer there. But a couple of my partners, I'd say, have been resistant to the challenge I made, and one of them in particular was proved to be right, because his team did remain more active than I'd expected. Our corporate team has been more active. I thought deals were just again would go on hold, but some deals are still going through, so he needed his team around him. But we're again with furlough, you can watch that on a day by day or week by week basis. to say, probably we almost it took us a few days, but gradually we just decided that anything that was non-essential was on hold. Today, actually, we've done our first kind of our first contract to actually do an active spend on some digital marketing, because I suppose you've got a couple of weeks of establishing yourselves back in the in this new world of remote working, but there is there will be a very active online world where we need to be present and winning the new work. I think the family work in a few months' time could be very busy, because the natural hunch is that a lot of families that were on, you know, were in difficulties and in lockdown might decide that when they come out of this, it's the time to pull the trigger. So we're doing some active marketing around some areas of work which we imagine will be busy perhaps in 3 months' time, and we need to have a good presence online. But that's okay. the new non-essential spend we started making today.
And so all the changes you have been made, how are those driving a new way of working that you will look to embrace after this has all died down, and maybe that you might have been avoiding prioritising before this kicked off? How is it driving through those important changes for you?
Well, the great one is paper light. You know, we had an ambition to be paper light. Lawyers are terrorists for wanting pieces of paper and, you know, forever printing, and somehow believe that they can't possibly do a job without some big fat file to carry around. And different teams were doing well at moving to paper light or paperless. Some were really poor, and we've had 2 years of working on that, and I would say with quite limited dispiriting success. And then this has come along, and a few people were keen to have their printers, well, not to have, we have centralised printing in the office, but a few people were desperate that if they were working at home, that they would need a printing facility, and we basically just did a straight no one was getting a printer. This was going to be the perfect chance to, you know, save documents properly. I suspect a few people went out and just spent their own money and bought a little printer so that they could work with it, but that would be their expense and their problem, and I suspect that will be a good way of them policing when they do press print. So that was a big win, but we were on the cusp of a couple of premises moves. They weren't hugely radical. It wasn't a great increase in spend, but we were moving into slightly larger, I guess, slightly more attractive premises environments in Manchester and in Sale. And both of those are now on hold, and probably will probably not go through with them, because rather than thinking we needed a bit more space, we were creaking in all the offices. I think agility will mean that when we return, a lot of people won't want to be full time in the office. Some people can be full time remote workers, and we can probably think about what the premises we've got at the minute, losing space and accommodating in smaller premises. So that'll be, and just things like that will quickly improve our environmental footprint, because you know, less people travelling in and out of work, less office space, less paper, the like. So that's going to be a huge win for us. I think it was a 2-year project for me, sustainability, and to get to a point where I felt we need to be proud of what we'd achieved. I'm hoping we can do that now in 6 months, really, by just coming back and maintaining good behaviour.
Okay. And lawyers famous for billing in 6-minute increments. Has this whole experience given you and your senior team confidence that actually people can work effectively remotely out of the office when they're kind of being their own taskmaster, essentially?
It's funny, actually. I think when everyone left, a couple of my partners in particular were keen that we almost have a register every morning that everyone would log on and do a register, and that everyone must be seen to keep their chargeable units on the system. I've tended to be pretty light touch on that type of thing. I think at the end of the day, it's all well and good if lawyers boxing loads of time on the system and saying how well they're doing. It's what the client, we need to get good relationships with clients. Clients need to be satisfied that they're getting good value for the work we do. It's a long time since clients really liked the idea that a lawyer was going to tell them that the job will just be however many units we've chosen to put on the system. I think fixed price jobs has been increasingly attractive for clients, and I think is attractive for us as a business. So again, probably the lawyers recording their time is a useful tool for us, that we can see that the people are working and they'll record their non-chargeable time. I've done a message out to the business today about people catching up with all their training, the online training, but also learning new skills that can help them outside of work. You know, people who are furloughed in particular, it would seem a great time to go and learn new skills and offer their skills out in the wider market. You know, the great thing about furlough is it doesn't mean that people have to be on effective garden leave and sitting on their hands. We want people to pass messages back into the business that they've been able to go and do work, not volunteering with the NHS and the like. So we can all learn new skills now that will just make us more rounded individuals when we come back. So the unit, the time recording, in a crude way, it does tell us that people have been working, but I'm happy that somebody might log on at 5 a.m. and do a couple of hours and then have a couple of hours with their children, and then they might go back and do an hour and then have a break over the course of a day. If they capture something that equates to a day's work, then people are honest. We trust our staff to be honest. So I think it's been a good moment. 2 weeks in, I don't think any of my partners are really getting very worked up and saying to me, I don't think anyone's doing their bit. They're all working hard. And those who aren't are tending to volunteer that they might be getting to a stage where furlough is an option. So I would say that I think the furlough is a bit of a game changer for us.
Okay. And one final thing would just be your advice for fellow business leaders. You're running an organisation of more than 150 people. What's your piece of advice you'd have for others having gone through this experience?
Look after your own mental well-being. In the first few days, I've been with the business 30 years. I joined in 1990 with a business that goes back nearly 250 years. And it kind of gives you a bit of a sense of place that we're custodians. And this business has been through many, many traumas over the years, if you go back over that sort of longevity. So I think in the first 2 or 3 days where I could barely sleep and my brain was exploding with all the ideas and things that I thought we needed to do and catastrophizing, I guess, I gradually learned that I needed to go and walk and think and listen to my music and sit down and enjoy really nice meals with the family. And I do a message every day or every 2 days on our intranet, which was a message to all the staff, furloughed and non-furloughed, about, you know, it was meant to be informative about what we were doing, what we were hoping they could do. And it's gradually become much more reflective. I'm slightly worried it was becoming self-indulgent because I quite enjoyed the whole process of writing my sermon for the day, but I've had really nice feedback, and I think reflection means that within each message you can put a lot of positives in there. And I talked about, you know, coming into the Easter weekend and you know, Easter spring time of kind of hope and change and new life, and we can translate that into some good mental well-being sort of messages for the business. So far would we seem to be okay. That I think a lot of positivity coming out, and trying to be empathetic to the fact that some people have got it a lot worse than others, whether it be people in the business or those horrendous stories that we're reading outside. I think that would be my takeaway from this. It's more, it's a learning curve for us all, isn't it? Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing all this, Chris. All the best to you in the business. Thanks a lot.
Been good. Thank you. Goodbye.